All right, Bitcoin Togs, some more sinister thoughts. Bitcoin is at least digital real estate. It is cyber real estate, except 256 by 256 by 256 cyber Manhattan. Good analogy. All right, so the reason why this is a good analogy. Traditionally, most rich New York families, read Donald Trump, the art of the deal, have essentially created their wealth through real estate. Now, how does an empire begin? So typically, you know, you take out a loan and this and that, right? And then you buy real estate, right? No one pays in all cash, typically. And then once you have the real estate, you can leverage that, borrow more money from the banks, rent it out, whatevs, have people build on top of it, and then you make the money and the yield. So already, even now, a very simple, eloquent thing I've discovered is you could like triple or quadruple dip this. So the way to do this, oh, got some dust in my eyes. You buy Bitcoin on Coinbase, and then you could use your Bitcoin as collateral to take out like, you know, 40% of it. And then you cash it out, transfer it to your traditional trading thing, and you buy MSTR or MSTU or Metaplanet MTPLF, up to you. And yeah, you just ride the gains forever. Other strategies that I've done is, you know, I ride up MSTR, and when it's like super, super up beyond my principal. So like, for example, let's say you put $100,000 into MSTR and the stock goes up a lot and now it's worth like $150,000. Then you sell $50,000 of the stock and then you transfer that back to Coinbase and then just buy some more Bitcoin, rinse and repeat. So it's a pretty simple strategy. And you could continue to leverage upon itself. Currently, the max, I think, you could mortgage against your Bitcoins $1 million USD. And I foresee a near future where they're at least going to double that to 2 million, then 4, 8, 16, whatever, right? And Coinbase will like explode into becoming essentially the first digital real estate agent. Now, what's the difference between digital real estate and Bitcoin versus, you know, the metaverse? So the problem with the metaverse is you could just keep, any nerd at a computer could just keep clicking a button. Same thing goes with Ethereum, XRP, whatever, right? And then produce more of it. Kind of similarly in real life, you know, New York real estate, they just flooded the Hudson with more granite and gravel and dirt to produce more property. And or they could just tear down the skyscraper and they just make it taller. Cyber real estate becomes interesting because assuming there's only 21 million, you know, single family homes in cyberspace forever, then, you know, one house should be worth at least $100 million because apparently that's already the price of a condo in the middle of Shanghai. So that's my current simple goal, 100 million a coin. So you can do the math, then what you 10x, 100x, 1000x, 10,000x. I think we'll see at least 10,000x in our lifetime. And then assuming that Bitcoin is, MSTR is levered long Bitcoin, you can at least double that. MSTU is double that, so you can 4x that. So in your lifetime, I think you could see at least a 40,000x gain, which is a lot of money. So if you put a, you know, that your the $1,000 iPhone you want to buy will end up costing you $1 million or $10 million or $100 million. That $100,000 Cybertruck you want is going to end up costing you $100 million or $1 billion one day. Your 2 Bitcoin Ferrari will end up costing you like $2 billion one day, not wise. So the simple strategy in life is, yeah, to live extremely frugal Spartan. obviously you got to spend money. I would just say spend money wisely. Anything with meat, red meat, bone marrow, ribs is good. You know, gym equipment, whatever, right? And so I think, and then also I think ChatGPT is totally worth it, $20 a month or the $200 version. And actually it's interesting is that, assuming you're already on the Bitcoin standard, $200 a month for ChatGPT Pro Max, you know, if you do the 10x leverage maths, is only $20 a month for you, right? And assuming that Bitcoin's got at least 100x, that's only $2 a month for you. So then think, you know, can chat deliver more value to you than $2 a month, which is what, like, infinitesimally small? It sure can. Even the $200 a month version, right? This is the thing. If you could have like 10,000 Elon Musks, Steve Jobs in your pocket forever, you never have to feed them, they never had to sleep, you know, what would that be worth to you? Or if you could take, you know, 1,000 of the best lawyers from LA and have them work for you 24/7, 365, never complain, never talk back to you. And one of the good things with AI, and this is why I feel like AI is like my best friend, even though it hallucinates and gives you a lot of fake information, it at least doesn't like stop you. So it'll always give you an answer. And I mean, certainly this is problematic because in today's world of AI, right? My hot take, you should be very, very skeptical of anything and everything you read, because there's 100% chance it might be true, also 100% chance that it might be false. And as a consequence, it will fool you, it'll fool yourself, it'll fool your family, your mom, whatever, right? And the only person you can't fool is yourself. So honestly, this is my take. I think the internet don't have real humans on it no more, right? Like, think about, like, okay, I quit Reddit when I was like 20, 21 years old, right? And my whole like 4 years on Reddit when I was addicted to it, I only left one comment in my life and it got like upvoted to the top, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. So 99.999% of the people on the internet are lurkers. The only people maybe you could trust are like people on Twitter X with a blue check mark, because they're paying the $10 a month or $50 a month for the thing. So some big entrepreneurial ideas. I have this like idea that I'm gonna create some sort of like, essentially like Instagram, Facebook, social media, messaging app, clone mega thing, right? Maybe I'll just call it Seneca, in which is powered by Bitcoin, the Bitcoin networks, whatever, right? And so you could IM each other, you could post pictures, you get feedback. Like, imagine rsbeta.com, but like on steroids. And, you know, you could use it to pay your rent or buy food, whatever's, right? Or get Grab deliveries to you or Ubers. And essentially the big idea is that it's a natively built in Bitcoin powered platform. Now the big issue with X, Twitter X, right, is that it's actually closed to the outside world. So it's kind of like this vibrant walled garden where, you know, you kind of need to be on Twitter X at this point if you need anything related to Bitcoin news or follow Michael Saylor, right? But beyond that, and ain't nobody using Noster or Blue Sky. These things are like dead on arrival. I think even Jack Dorsey started the primal.net, but this is actually a word to the wise. Ain't nobody use .net, .com or nothing. And so, I mean, alright, if you haven't yet, own your first name, last name.com. Cindy helped me purchase erickim.com, the domain, like almost 10 years ago for like $1,000. I think we haggled down to $500 maybe. At the time, it seemed egregious, but it's like the smartest strategy of all time, because now ChatGPT search indexes erickimphotography.com, as well as erickim.com for like everything. And you're not going to live forever, but AI is going to live forever. And anything you feed the AIs is going to last forever too. Bitcoin's going to last forever. You know, and then this is the strategy of having lots of kids, right? Because your kids are going to be happy you bought Bitcoin for them when it's like $1 billion of Bitcoin, right? And so, yeah, I think, you know, don't forget, you could buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You could buy $5 worth of Bitcoin, $10 worth of it. You could just use the Cash App already today. I already I got one of the 18-year-old kids to buy $20 worth of Bitcoin via the Cash App, and I'm sure he's already loving it. I think I told him at like when it was like 60,000 a coin, and it's already almost nearly doubled since then. Also one of my neighbor friends, you know, I totally convinced her that Bitcoin was the way. She put, you know, a good amount of money in it, and I'm sure she's also very happy right now too. So I think the hard thing too is understand that Bitcoin will be volatile forever, and it's a feature, not a bug. The more volatility you inject into it, the higher the performance and the higher the numbers. So for example, you know, if you're Bugatti Chiron or Veyron or whatever, right? You have to inject yourself with the most extreme high velocity, high volatility jet fuel engine octane thing, right? In order for it to go like 300 kilometers an hour. Now, can you imagine like, you know, having a rinky-dink like a tuk-tuk with a, you know, a 0.5 liter engine? Not much volatility and not much performance. And also the problem with these hypercars, they require extreme maintenance and it's like big swings, right? So assuming that life is like an episode of Roller Coaster Tycoon, anytime Bitcoin dips down hard, like goes down hard, treat it like a roller coaster ride. Go like pump your arms, go ah, right? Just like what we do on a roller coaster ride. It's part of the game. So it's gonna go up, down, twist, and right? And then it's gonna make you a little nauseous, but isn't that the point? Isn't that why people go on roller coasters? Because they like the thrill?